spring was ushered in about a week ago, and that means we're getting ever closer to summer 2018, and with the summer of 2018 comes legalized cannabis in this country. We've talked about it from a variety of angles, but how about this one? The packaging, and whether or not the packaging on legal cannabis is hypocritical. David Clement is the North American Affairs Manager with the Consumer Choice Center and joins us for a conversation. David, it's good to have you on the show. Thanks for the time.
Thank you very much for having me.
Why do you object to the packaging from Health Canada for legal cannabis?
So, I mean, the first glaring reason to object to what they've proposed is that it's hypocritical in the sense that we don't have these restrictions or limitations on alcohol. And so if we're going to have cannabis be a legal product, we see no reason to treat it to be more strict with legal cannabis than we are with legal alcohol in terms of branding. And so that's the first big red flag from our perspective, is that it's hypocritical for the government to treat these two legal products differently once cannabis is legalized.
Isn't this packaging, though, in keeping with what we see on tobacco?
Yeah, it is. It is in line with what we were seeing in regards to what the government is proposing or what other governments have proposed with tobacco. The problem with that is that we've actually seen in countries that have plain packaged tobacco that it allows for a black market to actually rise up and flourish, because the more standardized packaging is, the easier it is for criminals to pass off illegal product as legal product. And given how large the black market currently is in Canada, we know that it's quite significant. Our worry is that by standardizing cannabis packaging, we're actually going to empower or embolden the black market for cannabis. And it's going to make it easy for the people we don't want distributing cannabis to get away with selling on the black market.
Does packaging matter that much? If I think about the black market for cannabis, I'm not sure that packaging would matter at all, does it?
Well, it's going to matter as we transfer into the legal market. And so when we transfer into the legal market, we want people to be purchasing from stores. We want them to be moving away from how they're currently purchasing it and switching to purchasing it in the legal market. How packaging will matter here is that if the black market actors or essentially drug dealers today want to continue to try and sell cannabis, by standardizing packaging, it makes it easier for them to pass off what they have as legal, because they can replicate what the packaging looks like. So that's why packaging matters in terms of the black market. In terms of consumer awareness and knowledge, it's also very problematic, because brands and what is conveyed on the packaging actually can inform consumers about things like desired effects and how the product is going to impact what you're doing and various things like that. So branding is also as important as information or knowledge vehicle for consumers.
So then, David, would you also object to the branding that the government released a couple of weeks back for Ontario cannabis stores, which is a very simple, plain logo?
Yeah, I think that whole process was silly. If we were to go down the route of a consumer-friendly model for legal cannabis in Ontario, we would probably replicate what is being done in a province like Saskatchewan, where they only have private stores. The reason why that's obviously better is because it increases access, and access moves people from the black market to the legal market. And then we avoid the whole debacle of spending hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars on some silly logo that looks like it was made in Microsoft Paint.
Do you think that just because this is new territory for us here in Canada, that maybe Health Canada is just being overly cautious as it unrolls our plans?
I think they are. I think they're very much stuck in the prohibition mentality. I think the regulators at Health Canada fail to realize that the reason why we're legalizing cannabis is because it never should have been illegal to begin with. And so when we look at other, let's say, U.S. states, we should learn from their experiment in legalization, whether that be Colorado or Washington or Oregon, those states started off in some senses being heavily restrictive, and then they realized that a lot of these regulations were silly and they didn't need them. And so we're repeating those same mistakes, although not too far away. We have examples of how it can actually work where you treat the branding and marketing of legal cannabis in a similar fashion as to alcohol, and it creates a better cannabis market. And what I mean by better is it creates a better market where more consumers are buying cannabis legally, they're making informed choices, which is important, and things like that. So I wish that they would look at what's happened in states that have experimented with this, learn from their mistakes, and not repeat them.
Why do you use alcohol as your measuring stick?
Well, I use alcohol as a measuring stick because, for the most part, in terms of alcohol branding and the regulatory rules for marketing, we have a very consumer-friendly approach. You can't market to kids, and that's totally appropriate. I think that's a justifiable restriction. But outside of that, we let alcohol companies sponsor events or sponsor big buildings. Like if you ever go to a concert now in Toronto to the Budweiser stage or what used to be the Molson Amphitheater, we allow for beer packaging to have elaborate labels and bright colors and various other items that won't be allowed for legal cannabis. And so in terms of we have this relatively consumer-friendly approach in terms of marketing and branding for alcohol. We'd like to see that at least as a starting point for cannabis, although there are some in this field who advocate that the restrictions on cannabis should be less, given that the harm of cannabis use is considered at some times to be less than alcohol. But we'd like to at least start at alcohol level regulation for marketing and branding as a starting point.
So what do you think cannabis packaging should look like? Should it have bright colors on it, some fancy logos, things like that?
Yeah, I think that it should be able to have bright colors or fancy logos or however elaborate these companies want to be able to brand their product. It should also be able to indicate the desired effects of the product. So a lot of people don't know that. I'll give you an example. There's cannabis that has no THC in it, which means that it actually doesn't get you high at all. It's just used for medical purposes, let's say for helping you go to sleep. The branding and packaging should be able to tell people that, because that's something that's important. By taking that out, we have consumers who will be going into a store and not necessarily knowing the difference between the various strains, the different THC concentrates. They'll be able to read what that THC amount is, but they don't know necessarily what that translates to in terms of how that impacts them. And so I use the example of going into the beer store, the LCBO, and not knowing the difference or not being able to understand the difference between Johnny Walker Scotch and Malibu Fruity Rum, or not knowing the difference between Bud Light and some craft kind of bitter, strong IPA. And so when we take that away from the conversation, it prevents consumers from having all of the information to make that informed decision. And cannabis for many people is going to be a new product, and we want them to make informed decisions when they enter this market for the first time.
In other jurisdictions where cannabis is legal, David, have they overcome this obstacle already? Are there places where, you know, your point earlier about marketing and advertising around big beer companies, I think, is very well taken. Are there jurisdictions where cannabis is legal, where cannabis can be a sponsor of a major event, and we see this kind of packaging?
Yeah, it is. So if you look at the state of Washington, Washington is a great example of a state where they've eased up on those restrictions and marketing and branding restrictions. So you can see advertisements for store locations. You can see advertisements for certain products in print, or let's say even on a billboard on the highway, in the same way that if you're driving along the Gardner coming out of Toronto, you might see a Corona advertisement kind of in the skyline there. And so those states have taken a far more consumer-friendly approach when it comes to those marketing and branding restrictions. And for the most part, it's been a very positive experience for those states. They have far more they've really reaped the benefits of legal cannabis, which is getting rid of the black market and contributing to the economy.
David, it's great to get your perspective on the show today. Thanks so much for the time.
Thank you very much for having me.
David Clement. He is the North American Affairs Manager with the Consumer Choice Center, and he thinks Health Canada's restrictions around pot packaging are hypocritical. And I got to say, I see his point entirely, because if you're going to use alcohol as a measuring stick, well, guess what? Right? It's everywhere. It's everywhere. You talk about the Gardener and seeing a Corona ad. I remember when I was working not all that long ago in Toronto, and I drove past a Guinness billboard every morning. And I don't know how it worked. I don't know why it worked, but I switched to Guinness for about 2 months. I kid you not. But now, could you imagine, though? Are we ready? Are we ready for a world like that? Where Ontario Cannabis Store, so the OCS, is going to be advertising along the Gardner Expressway? You're going to have your ad for Guinness, your billboard for Guinness, then you're going to have your billboard for the OCS or something that you can buy at the OCS. I come at this, as I think you know, I've made pretty clear, from a rather ignorant perspective. I was in Amsterdam, and it was the one and only time I tried pot, because you can go into these things, they call them cafes, but you're not buying coffee. And you go up, and there's a menu board. It's just like a McDonald's, I kid you not. And you ask for what you want, and they turn around and go into this little drawer, and they pull it out and they hand it to you. But there was nothing flashy or fancy about it at all. So that's the only experience I really have. Do you think Health Canada should loosen its restrictions around advertising or around packaging for legal pot? 519